AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Nets played the first of the five games since they suspended Kyrie Irving and routed the Wizards 128-86 in Washington for their first win this year under interim coach Jacque Vaughn.
We showed we were there for each other tonight, and there's a mental piece to that for sure. We really talked about winning today's game.
The latest shoe to fall for Irving is Nike suspending its relationship with the Nets star guard. The Bucks have started the season with eight straight victories, downing the Timberwolves 115-102. The Cavaliers have won seven straight after an opening game loss, crushing the Pistons 112-88, even without star guards Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. Center Jared Allen led the Cavs with 23.
Everybody did excellent tonight. I think that contributes to how deep we are. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. As long as you play as a team, you can pull out games like this.
On the flip side, five straight losses for the Warriors, who lost to the Pelicans by nine. Luka Doncic became the only player other than Wilt Chamberlain to score at least 30 points in his team's first eight games, dropping 35 in a Mavericks win over the Raptors. Other NBA winners, the Celtics, Grizzlies, Clippers, Jazz, Pacers, Trailblazers, and the Knicks, who topped the Sixers behind R.J. Barrett's 22 points.
Everybody got in on the action, which was just, you know, it's fun basketball, and everybody gets their numbers, everybody's contributing. That's how we want to play.
Just two NHL games, the Hurricanes blew past the Sabres 5-3, a hat-trick for Sebastian Aho. The Avalanche buttoned down the Blue Jackets 6-3, a hat-trick for Mikko Rantanen.
2 points, obviously the biggest thing, and got some good passes today from the guys and was able to score a few goals, so obviously happy with that too.
Baseball, the Astros can win their second World Series in six seasons when they host the Phillies in Game 6 in Houston Saturday night. Zach Wheeler will try to extend the Phil season.
Just try to be a stopper and give our team one more chance after tomorrow. So, tomorrow's a must win.
If Philadelphia wins, Game 7 would be Sunday night. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.